The Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling. Retold by Ken Methold. Copyright Global ELT. Level A1. Chapter 1. It was morning. Mother Wolf was slowly waking up. Her cubs were already awake. Soon after, Father Wolf woke up. "It is time to hunt again," he said. As he walked towards the mouth of the cave where he lived with his family, Tabaqui, the jackal, appeared. Wolves do not like jackals because they are dirty animals and will eat anything. They also tell lies and make trouble for the other animals. "Good morning, Chief of the Wolves. Perhaps you have something for me to eat," Tabaqui said. "There is nothing here for you," Father Wolf said. Looking at the cubs, Tabaqui said, "Your children are so beautiful." This was not a good thing to say. In India, animals and people believe it is unlucky to tell children they are beautiful in front of them. "Shere Khan the tiger has moved this way. He will hunt in these hills now," Tabaqui said. "He has no right to do that," Father Wolf said angrily. "The law of the jungle says so. He will frighten all the animals away, and there will be none left for me to hunt. Then man will hunt him. Man will set fire to the grass. We shall all have to run for our lives." Tabaqui went away. Soon after, the sound of a hungry tiger was heard. It was the sound of a tiger that has caught nothing and does not care who knows it.
"Shere Khan is not clever," Father Wolf said. "He has a bad leg and cannot run fast enough to catch a deer. He has been killing only cattle and making the villagers angry. I believe he will hunt man now."
This was bad news. All the animals knew that if an animal killed a man, then other men would come with guns. Suddenly, Mother Wolf saw a movement among the trees. "Something is coming," she said. Father Wolf got ready to jump at whatever might come out of the trees, but to his surprise, it was not an animal. It was a man cub, a little brown baby.
"Oh, bring him here," Mother Wolf said. "I have never seen a man cub before."
Father Wolf walked towards the baby and picked him up in his mouth as if he were a wolf cub. When he put the baby down, he went immediately to lie with the two wolf cubs.
"He is a brave child," Father Wolf said. "He has no hair, and I could kill him with the touch of my foot, but he is not afraid."
At this moment, Shere Khan came to the mouth of the cave. Tabaqui was with him.
"I am looking for a man cub," Shere Khan said. "His parents were afraid of me, and they ran off. Now I can eat their child."
Chapter 2. The Pack Decides. Father Wolf said,
"The man cub is ours." Shere Khan roared, "You have no right to keep the child."
Then Mother Wolf shouted at the tiger, "Go away! The child stays with us and will run with our family."
Shere Khan roared, "The wolf pack will decide, not you, if a man cub can run with the pack."
Shere Khan moved away. He knew that Mother Wolf could be very dangerous when she was angry, and she was always very angry if she thought her cubs might be hurt.
Father Wolf said, "Shere Khan is right, Mother. The pack will decide if he may run with us."
The law of the jungle says that as soon as a cub is old enough to leave its parents, they must take it to the pack so that all the wolves may know who it is. Then the cubs are free to go wherever they wish. "We will take Mowgli, for this is what I shall call him, to the pack at the next full moon," Mother Wolf said. Time passed, and Mother and Father Wolf took Mowgli to where Akela, the great grey wolf who led the pack, was lying outside his cave. Below him, the rest of the pack, 40 or more wolves, sat quietly. When the time came for Mother and Father Wolf to show Mowgli, they pushed him forward for everyone to see. As they did so,
there was a roar from Shere Khan, who was hiding behind the trees.
"The cub is mine," he roared. "What do wolves need a man-cub for?"
A young wolf said, "Shere Khan is right. Two members of the pack who are not the cub's parents must say why the cub should run with us." Baloo, the brown bear who taught cubs the law of the jungle, went as he wished, said,
"This man-cub will not hurt us. Let him be in the pack." "Who else believes the man-cub should be in the pack?" Arkela said.
Bagheera, the black panther, said, "I have no right to speak, but the law of the jungle says that anyone who can pay the price may buy that cub." Arkela asked, "What will you pay for the man-cub's life?"
Bagheera said, "One bull that I have just killed."
A wolf shouted, "Yes, let us have the bull. Let the man-cub run with us."
Arkela said, "We have the word of Baloo, and Bagheera has given us his bull. They are enough for us to let the man-cub run with us."
And so it was that the young man-child Mowgli became a member of the wolf pack. Chapter 3. A Warning for Mowgli. Father Wolf taught Mowgli everything a wolf needed to know. He learned the meaning of all things in the jungle. When he was not learning, he sat out in the sun and slept. When he felt dirty, he swam in the jungle rivers. Bagheera, the panther, also taught him many things. He taught him to climb a tree and lie on a branch with him. Mowgli took his place at the pack meetings. Sometimes at night, he left the forest and went down to the farms and the villages where men lived. He did not trust men, however. Bagheera showed him a square box that men used to catch animals. Bagheera also told him that he must never kill cattle, even when there was nothing else to eat. Mother Wolf told him many times that he must not trust Shere Khan. But Mowgli did not remember this advice. He often met the tiger in the jungle because as Akela grew older and weaker, Shere Khan made friends with many of the cubs. He told them that he was surprised that they allowed an old and dying wolf to be their leader. Bagheera also told Mowgli he must not trust Shere Khan.
"One day," he said, "when Akela is dead, Shere Khan will kill you. He has never forgotten that he lost you."
Mowgli said, "You have told me many times, and so has Baloo. But I'm not afraid, Bagheera."
Bagheera said, "Shere Khan has taught all of your wolf cub friends that they do not need a man cub in the pack."
Mowgli said, "I was born in the jungle, and I have obeyed the law of the jungle. There isn't one wolf from whose foot I have not pulled out a thorn. Are they not all my brothers?"
Bagheera said, "A man trapped my mother. Later, I was born among men. A man kept me in a cage. I learned the ways of men. Then I got away and became even more dangerous to men than Shere Khan."
Mowgli said, "That is true. Everyone is afraid of you."
Bagheera said, "Remember this. You are a man cub. In the same way that I returned to the jungle, so you must one day return to where men live, to the men who are your real brothers, if you are not killed before that by the wolves."
"Why will any of them want to kill me?" Mowgli asked.
"Because they cannot look you in the eye, because they are not as clever as you, and because you are a man-cub," Bagheera said.
"I didn't know all this," Mowgli said.
"Soon, Akela will become too weak to hunt and kill a deer. Then the pack will turn against him. He will not be able to help you. You must take care of yourself. Go to the men's huts in the village and bring back the red flower."
By red flower, Bagheera meant fire. No animal in the jungle ever called it by its real name. All animals were afraid of it.
"Keep the red flower in a pot, and keep it with you at all times."
"I will do that, Bagheera," Mowgli said, and he ran off. He soon came to where Akela was running after a deer. He watched as the old wolf tried to catch the animal. Other wolves stood back and watched too. They shouted, "Where is your strength, Akela? What is wrong with you?" Akela could not catch the deer. He was too old and weak. Bagheera was right, Mowgli thought. Soon the pack will not follow Akela. They will turn against him. Then they will turn against me. Chapter 4. The Red Flower. The next day, Mowgli went to the village where men lived. He looked into a hut and saw a man putting wood on a fire. The fire was in a pot. When the man left the hut, Mowgli picked up the pot and returned with it to the jungle. On the way, he met Bagheera. "They wanted to kill Akela last night," the panther said, "but they wanted you too, so they waited." Mowgli showed Bagheera the pot. "I have fire," he said. "I am ready for them." "Are you afraid of the fire?" Bagheera asked. "No," Mowgli replied. "I had a dream, and in that dream I was a man-child. I was lying by the fire, and I was warm and comfortable. It does not make me afraid." During the day, Mowgli stayed by the fire, putting wood onto it from time to time. That evening, there was a meeting of the pack. Akela lay quietly, too tired to lead the meeting. Shere Khan arrived and began to speak. Mowgli said, "Why is this animal speaking? He is not one of us. He has no right to speak when we are choosing a new leader." Shere Khan said, "I have been asked to speak." "By whom?" Mowgli shouted. "Keep quiet, man cub," roared some of the wolves. "Let Shere Khan speak. He has kept the law." "No," one of the older wolves cried. "Let Akela speak first. He is not our leader now, but he has the right to speak first." Akela stood up. "I know that I could not kill that deer. I know that makes me seem old and weak. But the deer you sent in front of me was young and strong. None of you could have caught it. Some of you want me to die. It is my right to know who my enemies are, so I may fight them to the death." The wolves were afraid to speak. Then Shere Khan roared, "Give me the man cub. He is mine." One of the wolves said, "We don't want a man cub in the pack. Let him go back to the village." "No," roared Shere Khan. "If you do that, he will send men after us. Give him to me." Chapter 5. Mowgli leaves the pack. Akela said to the wolf pack, "Although he is not a wolf, he is our brother in everything. I know some of you want to kill him. You will kill anything because Shere Khan has taught you to. You will kill cattle. You have even gone to the village at night and taken children. I know I must die, but if you try to kill the man cub, you will have to fight me first. I shall die, but I shall take many of you with me. Let the man cub stay, and I will die quietly without fighting." The pack did not want to listen. Then Bagheera said to Mowgli, "You know what you must do." Mowgli threw the fire out of its pot onto the ground. He fed it with small pieces of wood. The wolf pack moved back from the flames. They were afraid of the fire. "I do not call you brothers any more," he shouted at them. "You cannot decide what you will do now. I will decide, for I have brought fire, of which you are all afraid." Bagheera said, "Help Akela, for he has always been your friend." Mowgli replied, "I will leave the pack and go back to my own people, but there is something I must do before I leave." He picked up a piece of fire and walked toward Shere Khan. The tiger got to its feet, but Mowgli hit him on the head with the fire. The tiger cried out in pain and fear. "Remember this, Shere Khan," Mowgli said. To the pack, he said, "You will let Arcala go free. You will not kill him, because I tell you that you will not." He moved among the wolves with the fire, striking out at them as he did so. They ran off, and only Arcala, Bagheera, Mowgli, and a few wolves stayed behind. Now, tears fell from Mowgli's eyes. "What is happening to me?" he asked Bagheera. "Am I dying?" The panther said, "No, Mowgli, they are men's tears. You are crying because now you must leave the jungle and never return." Mowgli said, "I must go and say goodbye to Mother Wolf." Mowgli went to where Mother Wolf lay with her new cubs. "I loved you more than any of my other cubs," Mother Wolf said. "Do not forget me, Mother," Mowgli said. "I will come back one day to kill Shere Khan. Tell them in the jungle never to forget me." Mowgli left the jungle and went down to the village to meet the strange animals he knew to be men. Chapter 6. Mowgli Goes to the Village. When Mowgli came to the village, the people of the village were afraid. They ran into their huts and closed their doors. One woman sent for the priest. "Send the strange creature away," she told him. The priest looked at Mowgli. "He is not a strange creature," he said. "He is a child who has been living with wolves. Look at the bite marks on his arms and legs." Mowgli's arms and legs had many bite marks on them, but they were not bad bites. They were the play bites of the cubs he had played with. The priest then said to the woman, "Many years ago, you lost your baby. You ran from the tiger, and the baby ran into the jungle. Could this be your boy?" The woman looked at Mowgli. He was many years older now, but she thought he looked a little like her son. "I don't know," she said. "It is possible." "He will not hurt you," the priest said. "Take him into your hut and feed him. If he is your son, remember that I found him for you." The priest said this because the woman was rich, and he hoped she would give him some money one day. Mowgli followed the woman into her hut. She would talk to him all the time, but he did not understand a word she said. He knew only the languages of the animals in the jungle. The woman gave him bread and milk, and he ate hungrily. When night came, she showed him that she wanted him to lie down, but he would not. He remembered that men kept animals prisoners. Instead, he climbed out of the window and slept on the grass, ready to run if he felt in danger. Early next morning, Grey Wolf, the eldest of Mother's Wolf cubs, came to him. "I followed you yesterday," Grey Wolf said. "I want to give you news." Mowgli was happy to see him. "Tell me your news," he said. "Your red flower burned Shere Khan badly. He has gone away to get better. As soon as he is well again, he will come looking for you. He will kill you, Mowgli." Mowgli said, "Thank you for your news, but I am not afraid of Shere Khan. You are my friend, and I will always love you. Bring me news whenever you have any." Chapter 7. The Trap. During the next 3 months, Mowgli never left the village. He had much to learn. He learned the names of many things and could soon understand what the people were saying and speak to them. He had to wear clothes, and he did not like this. In the evenings, he listened to the old men telling stories. Most of them were about animals, and Mowgli knew they were nonsense. One of the stories was about Shere Khan. The man who told it said that Shere Khan was really the ghost of a moneylender who was hurt in a fight about money. He was lame because of this. Mowgli knew this was nonsense. Shere Khan was lame because he was born lame. Mowgli said it was nonsense to say that some animals were the ghosts of people. This made the old men in the village angry. "It is time the boy went to work looking after the cattle," they said. The villagers owned a lot of cattle which ate the grass some way away from the village. They had to be kept together because tigers and panthers did not attack a herd. They only attacked animals that had moved away from the herd. While Mowgli was herding the cattle, his wolf friend brought him more news. "Shere Khan came back and was looking for you, but he has gone away again. There is nothing for him to eat here." Mowgli said, "Thank you for coming to tell me. It will help me if one of you always brings me news about him. I must be ready for him when he finds me." Time passed, and then one day, Grey Wolf brought news. "Shere Khan is back, and he has Tabaqui, the jackal, with him. They are hiding so that you will not know they are here. Shere Khan's plan is to wait for you at the village gate." "Is he hungry? Has he eaten today?" Mowgli asked. "Yes, he killed and ate a pig this morning, and he has drunk too." Mowgli said, "I must use my cattle to attack him, but they will not do that unless they can smell him." Grey Wolf said, "He has tried to hide his smell by swimming down the river. But wait here, I have brought a clever helper." He went away for a few moments. When he returned, he had Akela with him. Mowgli was very happy to see the old wolf again. He was not the leader of the pack, but he was still alive and well. "I knew you would never forget me," Mowgli said. "Now we have work to do. We must divide the cattle into two groups. We must keep the cows and their young separate from the bulls." Mowgli and Akela separated the two kinds of cattle. Then Mowgli said to Grey Wolf, "Now I want you to make the cows and their young go into the ravine." "How far into it?" Grey Wolf asked. "Go into it until the sides are higher than Shere Khan can jump," Mowgli said. "Keep them there until Akela and I come." Mowgli's plan was to trick Shere Khan into the ravine and then to move the bulls into it. In this way, the tiger would be between the cows and the bulls. He would not be able to jump out of the ravine. When the cattle were ready, Mowgli put his hands to his mouth and shouted, "Where are you, Shere Khan?" Shere Khan shouted back, "Who is that calling me?" Mowgli shouted, "It is me, Mowgli. Come and fight me, or are you afraid?" Shere Khan was sure that now he would kill Mowgli. He came out of his hiding place and ran into the ravine where Mowgli waited with the cows. As soon as he was in the ravine, Akela moved the bulls into it. They charged and ran over Shere Khan and killed him. Chapter 8. Mowgli leaves the village. Mowgli took out his knife and began skinning the tiger. Before long, one of the men from the village came up to him. He had heard the noise made by the bulls and the roaring of the tiger. "That is the lame tiger you have there," he said. "There is a reward for whoever kills him. Perhaps I will give you part of it, and I will take the skin." Mowgli said, "No, old man. I need the skin for my own use." "I am the chief hunter of the village," the old man said. "You have just been lucky. The tiger was not hungry, and the bulls were afraid. Give me the skin, or I will give you a beating." Mowgli turned and shouted, "Akela, I need you. Get this old man away from me." Immediately, Akela came running at the old man and knocked him down. Then he stood over him. "This tiger has been trying to kill me for many years," Mowgli said to the old man. "At last I have won. I will have his skin." The old man was now afraid. "How can a boy tell a wolf what to do?" he thought. He must be a magician and not an ordinary boy. He said, I did not know you were not an ordinary boy. May I leave you before your servant tears me to pieces? Mowgli said, Yes, you may go, but do not trouble me again. To the old wolf, he said, Let him get up and go, Akela. Mowgli worked all day skinning the dead tiger, and then, when it was evening, he walked back to the village with Akela at his side. When he got to the village, there was a surprise for him. The villagers were waiting for him. The old man was pointing a gun at him. We do not want you here, he said. You are a wolf boy, not a real boy. There is no place for you in this village. Mowgli thought, The wolf pack did not want me because I was a boy. The people do not want me because I am a wolf. To Akela, he said, I am not wanted here. Let's go. Carrying Shere Khan's skin, he walked into the jungle until he came to Mother Wolf's cave. She came out of the cave with her cubs to meet him. Now she was old, but she was happy to see him again. I have hunted the hunter, he said. I have kept my word. Bagheera came running towards the cave. Welcome home, he said. We have been lonely without you. Mowgli put the tiger skin down. Akela sat on it and cried, Come, wolves, and see what Mowgli has brought us. The pack had not had a leader since Akela's time, but when they heard him call, they came running. Look well, O wolves, Mowgli shouted. Have I kept my word? Yes, they replied in a great shout. Lead us, man cub. We need a leader, for we are not keeping the law. Mowgli said, No, man pack and wolf pack have both thrown me out. From now on, I will hunt alone in the jungle. With these words, Mowgli left the pack and hunted alone until he was a man. Then he married a woman. But that is another story.